好，我们一起来祷告。我用英文。Father in heaven, we praise you. We thank you that though we are thirsty like deer for water, but God, we praise you because you satisfy our thirst.
主，我们赞美你，因为你满足了我们的干渴。
You satisfy the thirst of our souls.
主啊，你满足了我们灵命的干渴。
You are more than enough for all that we need.
主啊，你所赐给我们的超乎我们所求。
We thank you for the joy and privilege it is to worship you together with your people.
主啊，我们感谢你，让我们有这样的权柄来与众弟兄姊妹来敬拜你。
And we recognize we are unworthy.
主啊，我知道我们是不配的。
We come as sinners.
主啊，我们是罪人。
We come as those who are guilty.
主啊，我们是有亏欠的。
We come as those who, even our best works are like filthy rags.
主啊，在我们最好的那一天，我们也依然是破败的。
And yet you wash us clean by the blood of Christ.
主啊，靠着耶稣的宝血，你把我们洁净了。
And so we can come with boldness.
主啊，我们可以坦然无惧在你的面前。
We can come with joy.
我们可以喜乐的来。
We don't need to worry, but instead we can come with confidence.
我们不需要任何的忧虑，我们可以充满信心的来。
Help us now to worship you by submitting to your word.
主啊，让我们今天来到你面前，来降服在你的话语面前。
Help us have soft hearts.
让我们有柔软的心。
Help us have sharp minds.
让我们有灵敏的耳。
Help us to have wills that are willing to obey your word.
让我们愿意来聆听你的话语。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
You can be seated. It's always a joy to be with you all.
跟弟兄姊妹在一起总是很开心的。
Actually, hold on. 兄弟姐妹平安。Okay. 这个我记得。It's always a joy to be able to preach God's word to you.
与弟兄姊妹一同来分享神的话语是很喜乐的。
I think you know how much I appreciate and love Pastor Daniel and his family.
你知道我很喜欢 Pastor Dan 叶牧师和他的家人。
And I love that we get to serve together in this church body.
很感谢神，我们能一同来服侍主。
Well, this morning, Pastor Daniel asked me to speak on the topic of church membership.
今天早上，叶牧师让我来与大家一起分享教会的会员制。
And so it's going to be a topical message, so we'll be turning to a lot of different passages.
那今天我们会看到很多不同的圣经经节。
So just want to warn you so you're ready.
希望大家准备好。
Do you all know the comic strip Peanuts?
大家知不知道有一本很有名的漫画叫做花生漫画。
They have characters like Charlie Brown, his dog Snoopy, and his friends Lucy and her younger brother Linus.
那里面有查理布朗，他的狗狗Snoopy, 还有他的朋友露西。
How do you say Charlie Brown?
Charlie Brown.
Charlie, okay. Close enough. In one of those comics, Linus decided he wanted to become a doctor.
在其中一集漫画中呢，莱纳斯决定他想要成为一名医生。
And Lucy said, "You a doctor? Ha! That's a big laugh."
露西就说，你既然想要成为医生，真是个大笑话。
You could never be a doctor.
你永远不可能成为医生的。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Because you don't love mankind, that's why.
因为你根本不爱人类,就是这样。
Linus responded, I love mankind, it's people I can't stand.
莱纳斯回应说,我爱人类啊,只是我不爽那些人罢了。
That statement is funny, yet sadly relatable, isn't it?
这句话非常有趣,但又令人感到很遗憾,但却有点共鸣。
We love the idea of love and marriage, but to be married to an actual person with all their sins and faults?
我们都很喜欢爱或者婚姻这个概念，但是与一个真正的人结婚，带着他们的罪和坏习惯呢？
Or we love the idea of children.
我们很喜欢孩子这个概念。
But actual children who sin and make messes?
但那些犯错误或者制造混乱的孩子呢？
In a similar way, it's easy to love the idea of church.
那同样的，我们喜欢教念这个教会这个概念很容易。
It's a group of saints who love and serve and encourage one another.
是一个相互爱护、互相服务和鼓励的圣徒群体。
But to love an actual church.
但是真正去爱一个实际的教会呢
？With immature Christians.
有不成熟的基督徒
imperfect leaders
不完美的教会领袖
and awkward people
还有一些令人尴尬的人
and maybe this morning you might be tempted to say I love the church its fellow Christians I can't stand
可能今天早上你也会说我爱教会啊只是有些基督徒我受不了他们
we're supposed to love the church but that doesn't mean loving a building
我们应该去爱教会但这并不意味着我们爱教会这个建筑物
Loving the church means loving the people of the church.
爱教会意味着爱教会里面的人。
But which people?
是哪些人呢?
Who is a part of the church and how do we know?
谁是教会的一部分,我们怎么才能知道呢?
Is the church everyone who steps into the church building on Sunday?
教会是指每一个周日在教会里面聚会的人吗?
Or when does a visitor stop becoming a visitor and become a part of the church?
那访客什么时候会不再是访客,成为教会中的一部分呢?
These questions all get at the heart of what a church is and what church membership means.
那这些问题都触及了教会到底是什么，然后教会的会员制到底是什么。
So over the last year or so, the pastors and deacons have been studying and discussing this topic of church membership and how to help our church grow to have a healthy understanding of church, of meaningful membership.
那在过去一年当中，牧师和执事一直在研究和讨论教会会员制的这么一个话题，以及如何帮助我们的教会成长，让会员变得更有意义。
Maybe some of you are thinking, church membership is not biblical. It's not in my Bible.
可能你们会想，教会会员好像并不是圣经中的教导，至少我的圣经里没有这样写。
Church membership is a man-made idea, or more specifically, it was made up by the American church.
教会会员制度是人为的观念，或者说这是美国教会所编造的。
Or church membership is just about voting and church politics.
那教会会员制可能只是一个关于投票和教会政治的概念。
Or church membership is exclusive, it's divisive, and it's unloving.
教会会员制是排他的，是分裂的，是不是出于爱的。
I understand your objections. Many years ago, I used to be against church membership too.
我理解大家这个反对的意见，因为许多年前我也曾经反对教会的会员制度。
But now I believe a biblical understanding of church membership is absolutely essential for a church to be healthy.
但是我从圣经的角度来理解教会会员制度，我觉得这是对教会的健康是非常有必要的。
And it's absolutely essential for individual Christians to be healthy too.
那对于每一个基督徒来讲，对基督徒的健康来讲也是非常有必要的。
So this morning, I want to show you what the Bible says about church membership.
所以今天早上，我想向你们分享圣经关于教会会员制的教导。
I want to show you that church membership is biblical and it's beneficial.
想告诉大家，教会会员制是有圣经依据的。
So our outline for this morning, there's three simple questions.
那今天早上我们主要讨论三个问题。
Is church membership biblical?
教会会员制是有圣经依据的吗?
Is church membership beneficial?
教会会员制对我们有益吗?
And then how can I be a faithful member?
我如何成为一个忠心的教会会员?
But before we can talk about church membership, we need some simple definitions for church and church membership.
那在我们讨论教会会员制之前,我们需要为教会和教会会员制提供一些简单的定义。
So the original word for church is the word ekklesia. It means gathering or assembly.
在希腊文原文中，教会的词义为聚集或者聚会。
It can either refer to the universal church or to a local church.
它可以指普世教会或者某个地方教会。
The universal church is made up of all Christians in the entire world.
普世教会由全世界所有的基督徒构成。
A local church is an identifiable group of Christians who are specifically committed to one another.
那地方教会呢，则是由一群可以辨认出来的基督徒组成，并且他们彼此委身。
The universal church is general, and it will one day be gathered together in heaven.
普世教会是非常广泛的，并且将来有一天会在天堂相聚。
The local church is specific and gathers regularly with one another now.
而地方教会则是非常具体的，他们现在就经常与彼此聚集。
The New Testament does talk about the universal church in a few places.
在新约圣经当中有几处提及了普世教会。
For instance, in Matthew 16:18,
在马太福音16章18节中
Jesus says, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
耶稣说我要建立我的教会阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And that's not a promise for any specific local church, but it's a promise for the universal church.
这不是对任何特定的地方教会的承诺但它是对普世教会的承诺。
Or Ephesians 5:25, Paul says, Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
在以弗所书五章二十五节中，保罗说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Christ didn't die for just one local church, he died for the universal church.
基督不仅仅为一个地方教会而死，他是为普世教会而死的。
But most of the time, church in the New Testament refers to a local church.
但在新约中，教会大部分时间都是指地方教会。
In Acts 14:23, Paul appointed elders in every local church.
在使徒行传14:23中，保罗为每一个地方教会都指派了长老。
Paul wrote most of his letters to specific local churches.
那保罗写的大部分书信都是针对特定的地方教会。
In the book of Revelation, Jesus gave one message to, sorry, Jesus didn't give, in the book of Revelation, Jesus gave different messages for different churches.
在启示录中，耶稣为不同的教会啊，给出了不同的信息。
Not just one message for the universal church, but seven letters to seven specific local churches.
他不是只给普世教会一个信息，而是给七个特定的教会七封书信。
So all Christians are part of the universal church, the universal body of Christ.
所有的基督徒都是普世教会中的一部分。
And we show that by being part of a local church, a local body of Christ.
那我们作为地方教会中的一员，我们来体现出这一点。
So that's what a local church is, but what is a church member?
所以这就是所谓的地方教会。那教会会员又是什么呢？
A church member is a Christian who is committed to, affirmed by, and accountable to one another in a local church.
教会会员是一个在地方教会当中彼此委身、彼此认可，并且彼此守望的基督徒。
So in other words, a local church is not a building or an event.
换句话说，地方教会它不是一个建筑物或者是一个活动而已。
A local church is a specific group of people who are committed to one another.
地方教会是一群特定的人群，他们互相委身。
As we walk through these various passages, I want to show you why that definition is biblical.
我们今天在读不同经文的时候，我会向你们展示为什么这个定义是合乎圣经的。
So let's consider our first question: Is church membership biblical?
第一个问题，教会会员制合乎圣经教导吗？
Just so you know, this will be the longest point.
想跟大家先说一下，这是今天最长的一个点。
And that's because this is the first and most important question to ask.
因为这是一个最重要的问题。
Instead of asking, does this work?
我们首先要问的不是这有用吗？
Is this loving?
这个是有爱的吗？
No, the first question we have to ask is whether or not something is biblical.
我们第一个问题要问，这是合乎圣经教导的吗？
And so here are five reasons why church membership is biblical.
这里有五个理由。
You can turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传2:41.
The first reason why church membership is biblical is because the early church modeled it.
第一个原因是早期教会也采用这个模式。
The early church modeled it.
早期教会有采用教会会员制的模式。
In Acts 2:41, it says,
使徒行传2:41说，
So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3,000人。
You see, when people believed, they were baptized.
当人们信主以后，他们就接受洗礼。
That was how they professed their faith in Christ.
这就是他们如何宣告自己的信仰。
They didn't raise their hand.
他们不是举手。
They didn't pray a prayer.
他们没有祷告。
They got baptized publicly.
他们在众人面前接受洗礼。
And remember, you can't baptize yourself.
请大家记住，你不可以给自己施洗。
Someone else baptizes you.
必须有其他人来给你施洗。
So your baptism identifies you with Jesus, but it also identifies you with his people.
所以你的洗礼不仅仅使你与耶稣产生连结，也与他的子民相连结。
So in a sense, a person's baptism added them to the church.
所以从某种意义上来说，一个人的洗礼使他加入了教会。
That's why a few verses later in Acts 2:47, it says the same thing. The Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
所以在同样的使徒行传2:47说，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
So the apostles didn't just preach the gospel into the air and walk away.
所以使徒们不是只是对着空气传福音，然后就这么走开了。
They baptized those who believed and then added them to the church.
他们为那些信主的人施洗，然后让他们加入教会。
A Christian who was baptized would have, who's baptized but not in the church would have been a strange idea.
对于他们来说，一个基督徒如果受洗了，但却不在教会里面，是一个很奇怪的概念。
So, second reason is that biblical church leadership demonstrates.
第二个原因，合乎圣经的教会领袖曾经示范了这个模式。
You can turn your Bible to Hebrews chapter 13.
让我们看到希伯来书13:17.
Hebrews 13:17 says, Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you.
你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。
See, God commands believers to submit to their specific leaders.
对神命令信徒去顺服特定的领袖。
And God holds leaders accountable to keep watch over their specific people.
而神也要领袖在看管他们的子民上向神交账。
You cannot submit to every pastor in the whole world.
你不能顺服世界上每一位牧师。
And pastors cannot keep watch over every believer in the world.
而牧师也不能看顾世界上每一位信徒。
This command only makes sense in a local church.
所以这样的命令只在地方教会当中是有意义的。
Biblical church leadership requires some way to identify who is and who is not part of a local church.
那圣经中的教会领袖需要某种方式来确定谁是或者不是某地方教会的一部分。
And that's what we call church membership.
这就是所谓的教会会员。
So third reason, church discipline necessitates it.
第三个原因，教会纪律使这个会员制成为必要。
Church discipline necessitates it.
教会纪律使会员制成为必要。
I want you to turn to Matthew 18 in your Bibles.
让我们看到马太福音18章。
When a professing believer in the church is living in unrepentant sin, the Bible calls upon the church to practice church discipline.
当教会中的一个自称信徒的人生活在不悔改的罪中时，圣经呼吁教会去施行教会纪律。
Church discipline is taught in several places in the New Testament, but the key text is Matthew 18, verses 15 to 17.
新约中有好几处关于教会纪律的教导，但关键的经文是在这马太福音18章15到17节。我来为大家攻读。倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
So the motive of church discipline is love for that believer, and the goal of church discipline is to restore that believer.
所以教会纪律的动机是对那位犯罪的信徒的爱，而教会纪律的目标则是恢复。
Now this topic deserves a full sermon on its own.
所以这个话题值得一整篇的讲道。
But we have to be brief.
但我们今天只能简短的分享。
I want you to notice that this process is meant to be patient and loving.
这个过程应该是充满耐心和爱的。
You're trying to help a fellow believer. You're not trying to shame him.
你试图帮助一个主内的弟兄姊妹，但不是去羞辱他。
If somebody is running towards the cliff at the Grand Canyon, the loving thing to do is tell them to stop.
如果一个人要去大峡谷，然后在悬崖边跳下去的话，你需要做的事情是阻止他。
That's not discouraging and hateful. That's loving to tell them to stop.
我不是在攻击他或者诋毁他，我只是为了去爱他。
It would be unloving to encourage them and say, 加油。
如果你跟他喊加油的话，这是一个非常没有爱的举动。
我懂一点中文。一点。If a person does not repent of their sin, the final step of discipline is putting that person out of the church.
如果那一个人还是不悔改的话，那最后一步则是将那个人逐出教会。
It's a way to keep the body pure.
就是为了保持我们这一个群体的圣洁。
It's a way to keep the church healthy and the reputation of Christ pure.
那也是为了让基督的名誉和圣洁能够得到保障。
Paul gives us a specific example of church discipline in 1 Corinthians 5, where a man was in serious unrepentant sin.
保罗在哥林多前书五章给了我们一个关于教会纪律的具体例子。
We won't read the whole passage, but I just want to highlight a few verses from 1 Corinthians 5.
我们稍微提一两节第五章的内容。
In 1 Corinthians 5:2, it says, "Let him who has done this be removed from among you."
五章二节说，把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。
Or in verses 12 to 13, it says, "For what have I to do with judging outsiders?" Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you.
第十二节到十三节说，因为审判教外的人与我何干？教内的人岂不是你们审判的吗？至于外人有上帝审判他们，你们应当把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。
Church discipline protects the purity and testimony of the church.
教会纪律保护了教会的纯洁和他的见证。
It protects the reputation and glory of Christ.
它保护了基督的声誉和荣耀。
And it's ultimately meant to bring the sinning believer to repentance.
它最终的目的是使犯罪的信徒悔改。
But what does church discipline have to do with church membership?
那教会的会员制与纪律有什么关系呢？
You can't put somebody out of the church unless that person was first brought into the church.
除非你首先让某个人进入教会，否则你不能将他逐出教会。
To be in the church is what we call church membership.
一个人加入教会就代表他成为教会会员。
To be removed from the church is what we call church discipline.
而他被逐出教会则体现了教会的纪律。
Church discipline requires church membership.
那教会的纪律是需要教会会员制的。
The fourth reason why church membership is biblical is because the one another commands depend upon it.
第四点原因，彼此的命令依赖会员制。
There are around 40 one another commands in the New Testament.
在新约圣经中有差不多40处有关彼此的命令。
Commands like love one another.
你们要彼此相爱。
Commands like forgive one another.
你们要彼此饶恕。
We can't obey the one another commands without other believers.
如果没有其他信徒，我们就无法遵守这个彼此的命令。
But many of the one another commands require an intentional and committed community of believers.
但许多有关彼此的命令需要一个有意识且互相委身的信徒团体。
It's difficult to confess your sins, pray, and bear one another's burdens without a consistent commitment to one another.
如果没有对彼此的委身，我们很难认罪祷告和承担彼此的重担。
We call that kind of committed community a local church.
我们称这种互相委身的团体为地方教会。
And we call the individuals who are committed to that church, church members.
我们称在该团体中互相委身的人为教会会员。
Okay, last reason why church membership is biblical, the biblical metaphor is illustrated.
第五点，圣经中的比喻彰显了教会会员制。
The biblical metaphor is illustrated.
圣经中的比喻彰显了教会会员制度。
I have four subpoints for this one.
有四个分论点。
First, the church is Christ's flock.
第一点，教会是基督的羊群。
The church is Christ's flock.
教会是基督的羊群。
In Acts 20:28, Paul said to the elders of the church in Ephesus, "Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock."
使徒行传20:28，保罗和以弗所教会的长老说。你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养上帝的教会。
Or in 1 Peter 5:1-2, Peter says, "I exhort the elders among you, shepherd the flock of God that is among you."
在彼得前书5:1-2中，彼得说：“所以我劝诫你们中间的长老，牧养在你们中间神的群羊。”长老。
So the elders are among the flock, so this must be a local church.
长老在群羊中间，所以这一定是一个地方教会。
Sheep need the protection. So the church is a flock.
对，教会是羊群。
Sheep need the protection of a flock and a shepherd.
所以羊需要羊群跟牧羊人的保护。
Sheep that wander alone do not survive for long.
独自游荡的羊它不会活太久。
Sheep are very tasty.
它们很好吃。
You know this.
你知道的。
火锅，我要羊肉。Sheep that wander alone don't survive for long.
独自游荡的羊不会活太久。
God designed sheep to be in a flock, and likewise God intends for Christians to be in local churches.
神设计羊群是为了使羊在群体当中，同样的，神也希望基督徒加入地方教会。
Second metaphor, the church is Christ's temple.
第二个比喻是教会是基督的殿。
Ephesians chapter 2 talks about this in verses 19-22.
以弗所书2:19-22说，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是上帝家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为上帝借着圣灵居住的所在。
So notice that it says here each of us is a brick or a living stone.
我们每个人都是一块砖或是一块活石。
It says we are joined together, we are built together to be a temple for God.
我们被联合在一起，并且共同建立成为神的殿。
So the emphasis of the New Testament is not on us being individual temples.
所以新约的重点不在于我们每个人是单独的圣殿。
The emphasis is that we are the temple together.
而在于我们共同构成了圣殿。
But bricks that remove themselves from a building simply become a stumbling block for others, and it leaves a hole in the building.
然而从建筑中拿掉的砖块则成为了其他人的绊脚石，并且在建筑中留下了一个空洞。
God wants us to be joined together in a body.
神希望我们联合在一起，成为一体。
In a temple.
成为一个圣殿。
The third metaphor of the church is Christ's body.
第三点，教会是基督的身体。
The church is Christ's body.
教会是基督的身体。
This metaphor comes up all over the New Testament.
在新约当中，很多地方都有这个比喻。
Just to highlight one, in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul says this in verses 12 and 13 and also verse 27.
哥林多前书12章12到13节说，就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，人是一个身子。基督也是这样，我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
I want you to think about this. Your hand is committed to and is joined to your body.
你的手是紧密相连于你的身体的。
Your hand cannot survive apart from your body.
它离开身体是无法存活的。
And your body is weaker if your hand is gone.
如果你的手不在了，那你身体也会变得更加的脆弱。
God says the church is like a body.
神说教会就像一个身体。
And believers are members, parts of the body.
而信徒呢，教会会员呢，则是教会身体的不同部位。
So you see, we are baptized by the Spirit into the universal body of Christ at the moment of salvation.
当我们得救的那一刻，我们就受了圣灵的洗，成为普世基督身体的一部分。
And then we show that visibly by being baptized by water into a local body of Christ.
而我们透过浸礼加入一个地方教会基督的身体。
Last metaphor.
最后一点。
The church is Christ's family.
教会是基督的家。
That's why we call each other 兄弟姐妹。
所以这才我们为什么称彼此为兄弟姐妹。
Sorry. 1 Timothy 3 verses 14 to 15 says, I am writing these things to you so that if I delay, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and buttress of the truth.
提摩太前书三章十四到十五节说，我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在上帝的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生上帝的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
So when God adopts you, you are brought into a new family with brothers and sisters.
所以当神收养你的时候，你被带入了一个有兄弟姐妹的家庭中。
If God is your father, then fellow believers are your brothers and sisters.
如果神是你的天父亲的话，那你的弟兄姊妹则是你的弟兄姊妹，教会会员就是你的弟兄姊妹。
In God's design, children are born into a family and should be raised in a family.
那按照神的设计呢，孩子们应该生在一个家庭当中，并且在这家庭中长大。
Likewise, believers are spiritually born again and need to be raised by a spiritual family, the church.
那同样，信徒我们在灵性上重生，我们也需要一个属灵的家庭。
A Christian who does not belong to a local church is as sad and unnatural as an orphan child who does not belong to a family.
一个不属于当地教会的基督徒，就如同一个不属于任何家庭的孤儿一样，令人难过。
A Christian who does not belong to a local church is like a hand that's been cut off from the body.
就像一个手从我们身体中被砍掉了一样。
So you see, being a member of a church is not like being a member at Costco.
那成为教会会员和成为 Costco 的会员是不一样的。
I know you all love Costco.
大家应该都很喜欢 Costco.
I love the samples.
我也喜欢那些试吃。
I love the good deals.
我喜欢那些很便宜的好货。
I don't like to pay for the membership, but I think it's worth it.
我虽然很不想要付会员费，但是应该算是值得的。
But being a member of a church is not like being a member at Costco.
但成为教会会员和成为 Costco 的会员是不一样的。
To join Costco, you pay a fee and then you start shopping.
加入 Costco 以后，你只需要支付会员费，然后就可以开始买东西了。
You get the benefits of the samples and the good deals.
你可以吃到免费的试吃，也可以买到很便宜的东西。
We love Costco, but we have no relationship with the other Costco members.
我们很喜欢 Costco, 但是我们跟其他 Costco 会员没有任何的关系。
When you go to Costco, the other members are just in your way.
当你去 Costco 的时候，其他的会员只是比较碍事的人。
The line is longer because of the other members.
因为那些会员就排的队伍更长了。
They took the last sample before you got there.
他们在你到之前拿走了最后一个试吃的样品。
哎呀。When you're a member at Costco, you have no relationship with the other members.
你成为 Costco 会员以后，你与 Costco 的其他会员是没有任何关系的。
You just have a relationship with the company.
你只和 Costco 这家公司有关系。
But being a member of a church is totally different.
但成为教会的会员是完全不同的。
You're not a customer at Costco.
你不是 Costco 的会员。
You belong to a family.
你是一个家庭的一员。
To be a member of a church is to have a committed relationship with the other members.
所以说成为教会的会员是与其他的会员产生这样一个联系。
You don't come to church just to hear Pastor Daniel preach.
你来教会不只是为了听叶牧师讲道。
Though that's a highlight.
虽然这个很重要。
You don't come to church hoping other people get out of your way.
你来教会不是希望你其他人要给我让开。
Other members are not just taking your parking or your seat.
其他人他不是来拿你的停车位或你的座位的。
The church is the people.
教会就是这每一个人。
The people are the point.
人才是最重要的。
God calls you to a family.
神呼召你们来成为一个家庭。
So is church membership biblical?
所以说教会会员制度是合乎圣经教导的吗？
Yes.
是的。
There is not one chapter and verse that says,You must be a church member.
也许圣经当中没有这么一个具体的篇章或者经文来让你成为教会会员。
But the idea of commitment and accountability and belonging are clear, and that's what we call church membership.
但是有关委身、关于问责、关于归属的概念都是非常清晰的。
Different cultures and different times may have practiced church membership differently.
那在不同的文化跟时代背景下，人们对于教会会员的实践可能是不相同的。
Church membership may look more or less formal in different situations.
在不同的情况下，教会会员可能会更加正式或者更加的不正式。
In places where being a Christian is costly and dangerous, membership often looks less formal.
在那些成为基督徒代价非常高且充满危险的地方，会员资格或者成为会员通常是比较不正式的。
There's already a clear line between the world and the church.
因为在那些地方，世界与教会之间已经有了明确的界限。
Because the line is clear, oftentimes the church membership process is not as formal.
因为那些界限已经非常的清晰，所以成为会员好像也不是非常正式的一件事情。
But in places where there's a lot of cultural Christianity and being a Christian brings social benefits, membership is often, it needs to be more formal.
但在另外一些存在大量文化基督徒并且成为基督徒会带来许多社会上的好处的地方，会员资格需要更为正式和明确。
Because in those cultures, the line between the world and the church is often blurred.
因为世界与教会之间的界限在这些地方变得非常模糊了。
That's why we have membership classes.
这也就是为什么我们会有会员课程。
We have forms to fill out and membership interviews.
我们需要填写表格以及进行会员的面试。
Because we as leaders and especially as pastors, we want to know every member that joins the church.
因为我们很希望了解每一位成为会员的人。
We want to do our best to make sure that everybody who is a part of the church really knows Jesus and is saved.
我们想尽最大努力确保我们教会的每一位会员都能够真正的得救。
So in membership, we affirm one another's profession of faith, and then in love, we hold one another accountable to that profession of faith.
在成为教会会员的时候，我们互相确认彼此的信仰宣言，并在爱中对彼此的信仰宣言进行守望。
Okay, so that's the first point, and it is the longest point.
所以这是我们今天讨论的第一点，也是最长的一点。
But if church membership is biblical, these other points will follow quickly.
那如果教会会员制度是合乎圣经教导的话，那我们接下来这些点也都会很自然的形成。
So our second question, is church membership beneficial?
第二点，教会会员制是否是有益处的？
Is this beneficial?
是有益处的吗？
Yes, let me just give you a few reasons.
是的，那我们来看看有几个原因。
First, church membership invites pastoral care.
第一点，会员制带来了牧者的关怀。
It invites pastoral care.
它带来了牧者的关怀。
Remember, God calls the church a flock of sheep.
请记住，神称教会为羊群。
And in the Bible, the word pastor is exactly the same word for shepherd.
在圣经当中，牧师这个词与牧羊人这个词是相同的。
Membership is like joining a flock.
成为教会会员就相当于加入了这个羊群。
It's like raising your hand and saying to the shepherd, please care for me.
就像你举起手来说，请来照顾我。
Please shepherd me.
请来牧养我。
If I wander away, please chase me down.
如果我跑远了，请把我抓回来。
If a wolf tries to bite me, protect me.
如果有狼要来吃我，请保护我。
This is what church membership means.
这个就是教会的会员。
It invites pastoral care.
它带来了牧者的关怀。
Secondly, it focuses our discipleship.
第二点，会员制可以让教会专注于门徒的训练。
Church membership helps us to be intentional but not exclusive.
教会会员制帮助我们更有目的的行事，但同时它不是排他的。
I think you can understand this.
我觉得大家应该明白这一点。
We give special intentional care for our physical families.
我们为我们自己的亲生家庭会提供特别有意识特别的关怀。
God even expects us to give a special care and attention to our families.
那神也希望我们对我们自己的家庭有特殊的关怀。
But we should not ignore the needs of those outside our families.
当然我们不应该忽视家庭外部的需求。
If one of my neighbor's kids is about to get hit by a car, I'll run and pull him out of the way.
如果我这个邻居的孩子即将要被车撞到了，我一定会跑过去把他拉开。
But that doesn't mean I take him home and start feeding him.
但这并不意味着我要开始把他带回家，然后给他做饭。
I don't start disciplining him or saving for his college fund.
我也不会去管教他，或者为他的大学学费存钱。
In that sense, membership gives us a clear target for our care.
会员制可以让我们更加专注于我们自己的教会。
It gives us a clear target for accountability and discipleship so we can be intentional without being exclusive.
它可以让我们更加有目的的行事，但是并不是排他的。
We should care for everybody, but especially our own family.
我们需要照顾每一个人，但是最重要的是要照顾我们自己的家庭。
Similarly, God wants us to love everybody, but especially one another in the church.
神爱每一个人，但他更希望我们首先去爱我们自己身边教会里面的人。
Third, church membership deepens our commitment.
第三点，会员制加深了我们的委身。
Church membership deepens our commitment.
会员制度加深了我们的委身。
When you consider the metaphors for the local church, you realize that belonging to a church is not meant to be casual.
当你想到地方教会这个比喻的时候，你会意识到加入教会不是一种很随意的行为。
Belonging to a church involves commitment.
加入教会涉及到了委身。
Sheep don't jump from flock to flock.
羊群不会从一个羊群跳到另外一个羊群。
A sheep that jumps from one flock to another gets picked off in the middle.
如果羊从一个羊群跳到另外一个羊群，那它就会被人挑出来。
Body parts don't switch from person to person.
那你的身体部位也不会从一个人身上转移到另外一个人身上。
My thumb should not end up on Jason's hand tomorrow.
陈威牧师的手指不会在我的手上出现。
That would be weird.
很奇怪。
My thumb is my thumb.
我的手指就是我的手指。
I need to care for it.
我需要照顾好它。
Children don't switch families depending on what's being served for dinner week to week.
孩子们不会因为每周的晚餐吃什么而更换家庭。
And so similarly, church membership helps us deepen our commitment to one another.
教会会员就可以帮助我们更加的更好的委身。
This commitment is not to a building or a program or a budget.
这种委身呢，不是针对于这个建筑物或者什么各种活动或者预算。
This is not commitment to a leader.
也不是委身于某个教会领袖。
You are committed to one another.
你们彼此委身。
And others are committed to you.
那其他人也和你委身。
When you become a member, you are confessing, I need your help to follow Christ, and I will help you follow Christ.
当你成为会员的时候，你是在承认，我需要你们的帮助来帮我跟随基督，我也会帮助你们跟随基督的。
But when you refuse to become a member, you're saying, I don't need you, and I won't help you.
而当你拒绝成为会员时，你也是在说，我不需要你们，我也不会帮助你们的。
The last reason why church membership is beneficial is that it strengthens our evangelism.
最后一点是会员制加强了我们传福音的工作。
It strengthens our evangelism.
它加强了我们传福音的工作。
Sometimes people say, if you have a strong sense of church membership, it will feel exclusive and push non-Christians away.
很多人说，如果你有很强烈的这个会员的概念的话，你可能会让外面的这些人进不来。
That's not what Jesus says.
但这个不是耶稣说的。
Listen to John 13, verse 35.
让我来读约翰福音十三章三十五节。
It says, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
If I were writing that verse, I would have said, "By this, all people will know you're my disciples if you love them."
如果用让我来写这段经文，我会说，你们若有爱众人的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
But it says, "If you love one another."
但这里写的是，你们若有彼此相爱的心。
Membership helps us focus and deepen our love, and this gives us a powerful testimony for our evangelism.
会员的资格帮助我们专注，并且加深我们的爱心，这为我们传福音提供了有力的见证。
It reminds me of an ancient Chinese proverb I heard once.
这让我想到一句古时中国的谚语
which I saw on a poster at Panda Express.
是我在熊猫快餐的墙上看到的。
It said, "Make happy those who are near, and those who are far will come."
这个成语是要近悦远来，意思是使近处的人心悦诚服，远方的人愿意前来归附。
I don't know if that's as authentic as orange chicken or not, but it's pretty good.
我不知道这个是不是跟那个陈皮鸡一样是正宗的中国文化的东西，但我觉得他说的很好。
I know orange chicken is not authentic.
我知道陈皮鸡不是正宗的。
But make happy those who are near and those who are far will come.
使近处的人心悦诚服，远方的人就愿意前来归附。
If we love one another, the world will say, what makes you different?
当我们彼此相爱的时候，世人就会好奇到底什么使你们不一样呢？
I want to be loved like that.
我也想那样被爱。
I want to know how to be forgiven like that.
我也想知道我们怎样才能够被原谅。
Like Jesus said, by this all men will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
所以耶稣说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，世人就知道你们是我的门徒了。
So I hope you're convinced church membership is biblical and it is beneficial.
那我希望大家此时已经意识到了教会的会员制是符合圣经教导的。
So our last question, how can I be a faithful church member?
那最后一点就是我们如何才能成为一个忠心的教会会员呢？
How can I be a faithful church member?
如何成为一个忠心的教会会员？
Well, first, let me ask the obvious question. Are you a church member?
首先问大家一个显而易见的问题，你是教会的会员吗？
Or more importantly than that, are you a Christian?
你是基督徒吗？
Before you can join the body of Christ, you need to believe in Christ.
在你加入基督身体之前，你需要先相信基督。
Now listen, the church is not for good people.
教会不是为好人设立的。
The church is for sinners who know that they are sinners.
教会是为那些知道自己是罪人的人而设立的。
The church is for sinners who know they cannot save themselves.
教会是为那些知道他们无法自救的罪人而设立的。
It's for sinners who know they can never do enough good works to make God love them.
这是为那些知道他们无论做多少好事都不能使上帝更爱他们的人而设立的。
The church is for sinners who confess and trust in Christ.
教会是为那些承认并且信靠基督的罪人所设。
They trust in Christ who died to save his bride, the church.
而基督是为拯救他的心腹而死的。
The church is for those who repent of their sins that Jesus paid for with his blood.
教会是为那些认罪悔改的人所设，而基督用宝血为我们的罪付上了代价。
The church is for those who find their hope in Jesus, who not only died for us, but was raised to life to give us the hope of life beyond the grave.
教会是为那些在耶稣里找到盼望的人所设的。耶稣不仅为我们死了，而且复活了，给了我们超越死亡的生命盼望。
The church is not for those who just want a better life.
教会不是为那些只想要更好生活的人而设的。
It's not for those who just want to become more moral.
不是为那些想要成为道德上更好的人而设立的。
The church is not for those who just want blessing in this life.
教会不是为那些只想要更多祝福的人而设立的。
It's for those who recognize their sin and recognize their need for forgiveness.
教会是为那些知道自己的罪并且渴望得到救赎的人所设立的。
So before you can be a member of the church, you need to be a believer in Christ.
所以在你成为教会会员之前，你首先需要是一个信徒。
And if you've never trusted in Christ before, I would beg you to trust in Christ and turn from your sins now.
如果你以前从未信靠过基督，我恳求你信靠基督并转离你的罪。
Now for those of you who are believers and you've attended CGBC for years without becoming a member, I invite you, I encourage you, I even challenge you to consider becoming a member.
对于在座已经参加恩典教会多年但一直没有成为会员的信徒，我邀请你，鼓励你，甚至挑战你成为我们教会的会员。
I remember one pastor put it this way, you need to stop dating the church and you need to marry the church.
曾经有一个牧师说过，你不要再跟教会约会了，你要跟教会结婚。
Identify with Christ's people.
与基督的子民互相连结。
Commit to his people.
互相委身。
Be accountable to his people.
互相守望。
Belong to his people.
属于他的子民。
It's your way of saying to the church, shepherd me, care for me, love me.
这就是你对教会说，牧养我，关心我，爱我。
Okay, so for those of you who are members, how can you be a more faithful church member?
那对于在座的会员们，那你如何才能成为一个忠心的教会会员呢？
First,Attend actively.
第一点，积极地参加教会聚会。
Attend actively.
积极地参加教会聚会。
Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 says, Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
希伯来书十章二十四到二十五节说，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。倒要彼此勉劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
What this is saying here is that you attend, but you don't just attend passively, you attend actively.
你不是被动的去参加教会活动，而是积极主动的去参加。
You're not just coming to receive.
你不是只是来接受的。
You're looking for opportunities to encourage others.
你要寻找机会去鼓励他人。
To encourage others to love and good works.
去鼓励他人去做好的行为。
So if you're a member here, I would encourage you, pray on your way to church. Pray for opportunities to encourage others.
所以我想鼓励大家，在你来教会的时候，你要为寻找鼓励他人的机会来祷告。
Don't just think about what pew are you going to sit in and whether somebody's going to take your spot. Think about who I can look for to love and encourage.
不要想着说，哦，等一下我要坐哪，要去想想哪些人我可以帮助他，我可以鼓励他。
Don't wait to be welcomed and loved. Come to church looking for people to love and welcome.
不要等着被欢迎和被爱，来到教会要去欢迎和去爱其他人。
As a pastor, I often hear people say to me, I've been coming to this church and nobody has welcomed me. Nobody loves me.
曾经有很多人跟我说过，我来到教会，但是却没有人来欢迎我。
I bet all of you have felt that way at some point.
我想在座的每一位或许都经历过这样的事情。
If, I hear it a lot.
我听过不少关于这样的事情。
The best way to overcome that is not by looking for people to love you, but by looking for people to love.
那最好的解决方式呢，不是等着别人来关怀我们，而是我们主动的去关怀别人。
If you want this church to be a humble and gracious and loving and welcoming church, you need to go do that yourself.
如果你希望这个教会是有爱的，是充满关怀的，那首先你要去关怀别人。
And in the end, you will begin to see that love come back to you as well.
这样你就会发现爱又会回到你的身上。
Now, on this point, I also want to say attend actively in person.
那在这点上我还想说大家一定要积极的来参加实体的聚会。
You all are here, so I'm not talking to you.
我在座各位我不是对你们说的。
I'm talking to you.
我是对屏幕前的你说的。
We want you to come back.
我希望你能回来。
Church is notsomething you can just watch on a screen and say, check, I've done it.
教会不是你在荧幕前参加然后就说打一个勾说哎我去了教会。
It's not just about you hearing a sermon.
也不是只是听一篇讲道而已。
It's about you loving one another here at church.
而是在教会当中操练彼此相爱。
There is something that you miss when you're not with God's people.
当你与神的子民不在一起的时候你会损失一些东西。
It's sad to sing by yourself in your living room.
你一个人在卧室里面唱歌好像挺孤独的哈。
But by God's design, there is joy when we sing together as his people.
但当我们与神的子民一同敬拜的时候那是很美好的。
So attend actively in person.
所以鼓励大家积极的参加实体的聚会。
We need you and you need the church.
我们需要你而你也需要教会。
Secondly, serve sacrificially.
第二点要带着奉献精神来侍奉。
Serve sacrificially.
带着奉献精神来侍奉。
We are all different parts in Christ's body.
我们都是基督身体中不同的部分。
And every part is needed for a body to be healthy and strong.
要每一个身体都是非常必要的。
In God's wisdom, there are no redundant or unnecessary parts in the body of Christ.
在基督身体当中没有多余或者不必要的部分。
None of you is the appendix that can be removed.
没有一个人是阑尾是可以被切掉的。
God in his wisdom has put you in this church because the church needs you and you need the church.
因为神的智慧他把我们放在这个教会身体当中我们每一个人都是非常重要的。
So use your gifts.
所以使用你的恩赐。
Use the ways that God has made you to serve others.
利用神创造你的样子来服侍他人。
You can serve in the nursery or with children's ministry.
你可以在婴幼儿 和儿童事工当中来服侍。
You can be an usher or you can help count offering.
你可以当招待员可以帮忙统计奉献。
You can drive elderly members to church or visit them in their homes.
你可以接送长者到教会或者去他们家中探望他们。
You can help with local gospel outreach.
你可以帮助你所在地方的福音事工。
There are many ways to serve.
有很多方法可以让你服侍教会。
Now, I know some wonder why...The church wants to require you to be a member in order to serve in a formal capacity.
我知道有些人想知道为什么教会要求你成为会员才能在任何正式的职位中来服侍。
Let me try to answer that for you in a very brief way.
那让我简短的来回答这个问题。
First, those who serve the church represent the church.
在教会当中服侍的人代表这个教会。
Those who serve the church represent the church.
在教会中服侍的人代表教会。
So if that's true, should CGBC be represented by believers or non-believers?
如果这是对的话，那恩典教会是应该由信徒还是非信徒来代表呢？
We should be represented by believers.
应该是信徒。
Well, okay, should this church be represented by believers who attend this church or believers who attend another church?
那我们应该是由参加这个教会的信徒还是参加另外一个教会的信徒来代表呢？
Well, this church should be represented by believers who attend this church.
恩典教会应该由参加恩典教会的信徒来代表。
Okay, well, should this church be represented by believers who attend this church and submit to this church and are accountable to this church? Or should it be represented by believers who do not submit to and are not accountable to this church?
教会应该是由参加这个教会且委身这个教会并对这个教会负责的信徒代表呢？还是由不委身且不对这个教会负责的信徒来代表呢？
Well, this church should be represented by believers who attend this church, but also who submit to and are accountable to this church.
恩典教会应该由参加这个教会且委身这个教会并且对教会负责的信徒来代表。
And that's what we call membership.
这就是我们所谓的会员。
Just like you can't go into Subway and start making your own sandwiches.
就像你不会去 Subway 然后开始自己做三明治。
Okay, you don't eat at Subway.
我知道大家都不爱吃 Subway.
You can't go to well-seasoned dim sum and start pushing the carts around.
你也不会去月皇就开始在那里自己推着车开始拿点心吃。
They want you to submit to the leadership of that restaurant before you can do that.
他们希望你顺服那个教会，那不是教会，那个餐厅的领导。
对不起。You understand this. In your home, you don't let your guests come and do your laundry or other chores.
你也知道在你的家里，你不会让你的客人来洗衣服。
That is reserved for family members.
这是家庭成员的责任。
So, and don't just think of official roles or ministries. Often the most impactful ministries are informal.
但是也不要只是考虑这些正式的角色或者事工。通常最有影响力的事工是非正式的。
Encouraging one another.
鼓励彼此。
Meeting with others to read the Bible and pray.
与他人一起读经和祷告。
Showing hospitality by inviting others into your home for fellowship.
以及邀请他人来你的家中团契。
So if you want to be a faithful church member, I'd encourage you to prioritize ministry to fellow church members.
如果你想成为一个忠实的教会会员，那鼓励你优先考虑为教会的会员来服侍。
Last way to be a healthy, a faithful church member is to pray personally.
那最后一点呢，就是。我们要个别的为教会会员来祷告。
Pray personally.
个别的为教会会员祷告。
We pray for one another because we all need help.
我们为彼此祷告，因为我们都需要帮助。
Pray for your leaders because your leaders are weak and needy.
为你的领袖来祷告，因为领袖都是脆弱且有需要的。
One pastor, Sam Alberry, wrote this about prayer and the church. He said, "Nothing helps us feel that we belong to a body of people more than regularly praying for them."Unfamiliar names become familiar, and we find that the more we pray for people, the more we find ourselves caring for them. If you've never really felt as if you belonged at your church, try praying for the other members by name and regularly.
山姆·奥伯利牧师曾这样写的祷告和教会，没有什么比经常为他们祷告更能够帮助我们感觉到我们属于这一个团体了。不熟悉的名字变得熟悉，我们发现我们为人们祷告的越多，我们就越关心他们。如果你从未真正感觉到你属于你的教会，试着为其他成员祷告，常常提到他们的名字。
So that's why recently in the English congregation, we put together a membership directory with pictures of every member.
所以最近在英文堂，我们整理了一个带有每位成员照片的会员名册。
And we're encouraging people to use that as a prayer guide.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹用它来作为他们的祷告指南。
That's not the only way to do this, but that's just one way we're trying to grow in this.
但我们有很多方式可以来做这件事情，但这个是我们选择的一个方面。
So I hope you see that church membership is biblical.
所以我希望透过今天经文，你已经确信教会会员资格是符合圣经的。
And I hope you see that church membership is beneficial.
也希望能看到教会会员制度是有益的。
I also hope that you've been encouraged and you have some ideas about how to be a faithful church member.
我也希望弟兄姊妹有被鼓励到，然后也能够去想想我们怎么样才能成为一个忠心的会员。
I want to finish with a quote from Charles Spurgeon.
我想以斯布珍牧师的一段名言来作为今天的结尾。
The church is not an institution for perfect people.
教会不是为完美的人设立的机构。
But a sanctuary for sinners saved by grace.
而是为蒙恩得救的罪人提供的避难所。
The church is the nursery for God's weak children, where they are nourished and grow strong.
教会是上帝弱小儿女的托儿所，在那里他们得到滋养，并且变得强壮。
It is the fold for Christ's sheep, the home for Christ's family.
这是基督羊群的羊圈，是基督家庭的家。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for this time in your word.
主啊，感谢你，让我们有时间来分享你的话语。
God, we thank you for your wisdom that has designed the church.
主啊，感谢你的智慧，你设计了这样一个教会。
We need the church.
我们需要教会。
And we thank you that by your grace you have brought us into the church.
透过你的恩典，我们来到了教会。
We pray that you would help us to be first faithful Christians that follow you.
主啊，帮助我们成为忠心跟随你的人。
And in light of that, help us to be faithful church members who love one another.
再帮我们成为忠心的教会会员，爱我们教会的每一个人。
We want to do this for the glory of Christ.
因为我们要因为主的荣耀来做这件事情。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
这是我们的回应诗歌。
真快乐，我已经加入神的家庭，主宝血洗净我灵，赎我罪行，有主的生命，奔走世上路程，因为我已经成为神家中的人。真快乐，我已经加入神的家庭，主宝血洗净我灵，赎我罪行，有主的生命，奔走世上路程，因为我已经成为神家中的人。真快乐，我已经加入神的家庭，主宝血洗净我灵，赎我罪行，有主的生命，奔走世上路程，因为我已经成为神家中的人。因为我已经成为神家中的人。